Peak Expectations by Mark Evans, Volume 2. Chapter the 5th, An Already Bad Life Made Worse, but Sort of on Purpose.
I am so irate at my daughter and her foolish husband's lateness, Sirwell, that I have run out of angry words.
Might I suggest angry sounds, sir?
An excellent idea.
Sir Philip, forgive our lateness.
This is my fault, Father, for my pregnant stomach is now so enormous that I move only with difficulty. Indeed, this doorway is a little narrow.
Should I use the massive baby stomach horn, dearest?
Oh, please. Oh, and now I'm through.
My goodness, you are the size of a whale who has eaten another larger whale.
Well, the doctors have told me to eat for two people.
So your bump is all food?
Oh, no. To make it easier to eat enough, I'm wearing a small kitchen under my dress. See? A miniature stove, some bijou pots and pans, and a tiny chef.
Hello,
soup,
anyone?
He can cook lunch for us while we hear your story.
Capital. Let us continue.
Begin when you are ready, Sir Philip.
What? You have no strange time-wasting devices for once?
No, no, no. It's just me and my trusty horse-drawn pencil.
I see. Everything was distinct.
Right on, Nibin. Oh, boy. Slow down. Alas, my horse-drawn pencil has been drawn away by the horse.
Then just listen. Everything was distinctly unsplendid and anti-good. My best friend, Harry Biscuit, and his wife, my sister Pippa, were in debtor's prison. I had accidentally married my evil ex-guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent. And most non-terrific of all, I had inadvertently killed the woman I loved, Miss Ripley Fecund. Distraught, I had thrown myself into the River Thames to drown.
Must not swim. Must drown.
Despair weighed me down as if I had a metal elephant in my soul. I plunged down and further down. The prospect of death momentarily cheered me and I floated up a bit. But that in turn depressed me again and it was down, down, deeper and down. And then, suddenly, I was grabbed and hauled aboard a boat.
Here, look what I got, Mrs. Scrunge.
Ah, well done, Mr. Scrunge. 6 corpses from the river in one night. New personal best.
Is this heaven or hell?
Blimey, Mr. Scrunge. A talking corpse.
No, Mrs. Scrunge. We haven't pulled aboard a floating body we could sell for medical research or meat and get £20 for. We have rescued a live person.
Oh, joy. A living man saved. Though we will make no money from him, our souls will grow richer.
Let me raise my heavy wooden oar in delight at his rescue. Oh, but mercy me, I have only gone and dropped it on his fragile skull.
Ow! Why did you drop your oar on me?
Oh, still alive? How lucky we are.
Let us weigh anchor and head to shore to celebrate.
But oh, woe.
I have carelessly and definitely undeliberately let the anchor fall on our saved soul, who must surely now be dead.
Ow! Really hurts.
Thank the Lord. He lives yet. Brilliant.
But see how weak he is.
Oh, he is, Mr. Scrunge. Perhaps we could drive the weakness away with poison.
An excellent and clearly curative suggestion.
These two well-meaning souls had saved me. Yet now their ignorant river ways might kill me, which incidentally was fine because of my aforementioned suicidal despair. In my mind, a battle raged.
Why did you die, Ripley? Dear Harry and Pippa, why were you imprisoned? Why were your children captured by Mr. Benevolent?
And it was as if I heard a chorus of voices answering.
Because of you, Pippin. Because of you.
No!
I longed for death, yet it did not come.